You're listening to Real Talk SLP with your host, Felice Clark, the Deviling Speechy. This is a show to help speech pathologists navigate the SLP world with real-life stories to celebrate therapy successes and how to persevere when failure comes knocking on your door. Hey everyone, this is Felice Clark, your host, the Dabbling Speechy with Real Talk SLP, and guess what? I'm back. I've taken a long little break after I started Real Talk SLP, and I'm going to tell you why. Back when I recorded my first episodes in November of 2018, it was my plan for 2019 to, you know, continue with this podcast, step outside my comfort zone and do some more speaking engagements, because in 2018, I went part-time. I went to 2 days a week. I had been full-time up until that point, running my website and starting to do some speaking engagements and just realizing like I cannot do all the things and still be a mom and a wife and try to have a somewhat of a social life here and there and not lose my mind. So I prayed a lot about it, and I finally took the plunge to go 2 days a week so that I could do things like a podcast, and so I could, you know, talk to more people on social media and do different engaged, you know, things. And guess what happened? I got pregnant with my little Chloe girl, and, you know, it just kind of rocked my world. I had morning sickness. I had a really good pregnancy, but you know how it is when you have two kids and you're pregnant and you're trying to do all the normal everyday tasks and jobs that you have to do, you're tired. And I signed up for all these speaking engagements, not a ton, but enough that it was taking a toll on me to prepare for those. And I just didn't have the time and space. So this was something that I really wanted to get back to after Chloe came. And here I am. So today we're going to be talking about, is the school setting right for me? I had someone message me a while back after they listened to episode number 6 with Jen Westmoreland, and we were talking about how to thrive as an SLP when you have a big giant caseload. And so if you currently have a big giant caseload, I recommend listening. And the SLP asked and said, you know, I really loved your episode about this, about schools and huge caseloads. And I've been in the school setting for almost 2 years now. My caseload isn't huge, but I've been struggling with liking this setting. It has a lot of paperwork, tons of meetings, and is time consuming. And also, the group therapy is sometimes a little stressful. I have been wondering if I just don't have the personality for it, or if I'm being negative about it. I guess my question is, when did you know the schools were for you? Also, even with your high caseloads, you stayed in the school setting. What makes this setting the best setting for you? Why did you decide to continue working in the schools, even with the high caseloads? And I really love this question because I think it comes up a lot with SLPs trying to find where they fit in the field. And we're going to be talking about that today, and I'll be sharing what my thoughts are about it. So before we jump into her question, I'm going to move. So edit that out, Eve. So before I jump into talking about how you know if the school setting is right for you and answering the question that this SLP asked, I want to head to our sponsor for the episode. So if you are a school-based SLP and living in California, I want you to know about the Speech Pathology Group. It is a California-based contract company that focuses on your professional growth. They provide local clinical support, monthly trainings, up-to-date assessment and therapy materials. They have an AAC mentorship program, and they have special interest groups for AAC, CLD, and behavior. So SPG, that's what their short name for, also supports organizations such as Autism Speaks, Special Olympics of Northern California, and many other nonprofit groups. So you can check them out on Facebook and Instagram to see a little glimpse of their community support. You can also visit their website at Speech Pathology Group for free resources and job opportunities available throughout California. So if you're new to the state of California, or you're just not sure what district you want to land in or where you want to go, but you know you want to start working, Speech Pathology Group is a great contract company that can really guide you in those, that support role that you might want and need, that you might not be getting in the school setting too. So check them out. All right. So let's go with this first part of the question, or what she was, this SLP was sharing. She was saying she's just struggling with liking this setting. And I mean, to be honest, do I love the paperwork and meetings and all the time consuming things I have to do? No. Is it stressful for me too? Yes. Yes, it is. And you know, it could be a personality thing, but at the same time, there are times during this school year and even times all year long that I have had just a really negative attitude as well. It's not just, it's hard to answer that question, because sometimes it's where you're at in the season of your life and you're just really struggling in all areas. It could be your personality and it's just causing a lot of stress and for you and it's too much, but it also can be your work environment. You know, some people really love the schools because they have a really great team. They have a really supportive staff and administrators, you know, and then other people, you guys are seeing no support, high caseloads. The teaching staff is not very, you know, skilled or willing to work with you. You know, there's so many factors I think that come into that. So I've had years where, you know, I just am like, the schools are, it's really hard. And then there's been years where, yes, there's always hard things. I don't think I've ever gone a year without something hard happening, but there's always been something for me to go, oh, you know what? I have it pretty good. I have a really supportive teacher. I have two teachers that are letting me come into the classroom this year, which is huge for me, because when teachers don't really want me in there, or they feel threatened or whatever the issue is, you know, it's like, gosh, it's hard. It's hard for me to have a positive attitude, especially when I'm working with a population, younger kids, mod severe disabilities. You know, it's like I need to be in the classroom because that's how we're going to support them the best. And if I had to pull all those kids out in groups, I would probably be pretty negative about my experience. So it really is subjective. And you know, for me, and it's hard to say this is what's going to work for you and what's going to work, you know, because we're all individual. We all have our own skill sets, our own personalities. And I don't know what this person's, it sounds like her caseload isn't huge, but it sounds like, you know, it's hard other places to, I mean, in other ways, there's lots of meetings and just doesn't enjoy that. So this SLP wanted to know if she should go into another setting. And here's some pros for what I think the school setting provides. It gives me summers off. If I'm going to be really real, that, you know, that she asked, why did you decide to continue working in the schools even with the high caseload? Well, it's because I get summers off. I get breaks off. Now that I'm a mom, I really like that. I do save money. I would have had to find daycare if I worked in a hospital or a private practice. So in a way I save money. I get to spend time with my kids and be able to do activities like swim team and not feel completely stressed out that I'm leaving work and rushing to take them to things that I want them to experience as kids. So I'm very, very grateful for that. I also think another pro of the school setting for me and my personality in particular is collaboration. I really love collaboration with staff, and you get every type of service kind of at your fingertips. Where in a private practice, you may get to co-treat with an OT, you know, you might be able to do that, but depending on your, that clinic, but, and one of the pros of a private practice is you get access to the parents pretty consistently, which is really nice. Where in the school setting, you get access to how the school works, the curriculum, the teachers, you know, the PE teachers. You can go out at recess and see what typical kids are doing. You can collaborate with staff with how to help them. You have access to these, to the psychologist, if you're on campus on the same day. If you know, you can talk to OT too. And you can do that through email. So it's really easy to find the contacts, even if you're not going to physically see them all the time. So there is a real pro of that. I think what makes it sometimes a con is that we all want to collaborate, but we don't have the time. And for, you know, and for me, once I got a caseload that was pretty manageable, like number wise and weighted workload that was comparable to that number, the thing that I was able to do was I was able to look at my schedule and look at holes in my schedule and physically put in times that I'm going to collaborate with staff. And I was able to do some of the things that, you know, they say in best practices that you're supposed to do. And it's like, I couldn't do all those things when I had a caseload of 80. So when I had a high caseload, some things had to go out the door. I had to do the best I could with what I could, with the tools, with the situation at hand. And then I had to set some boundaries on myself of like, well, this is the best I can do. So once I had a lower caseload, I was able to work on being more efficient and figuring out ways to work these other parts into my schedule, which still makes everything busy, you know, and that might not be your personality. You know, you might like to have every duck in a row and that's just not going to happen in the schools. I don't think it really happens in private practice or the hospitals either. I think it's just a different kind of hard and finding what you like. I also think that there's some, you know, as we all complain about schedules, there is some flexibility with scheduling. If it doesn't work, you can try to make it work. You know, you can figure it, you can change it. You can adjust your schedule to see different groups. And you know, there is some flexibility in that, where teachers have to teach math at 8 a.m. and then they go to music at 9, and you know, so they have more structure. So if you don't like that flexibility, I could see why, you know, things changing every day could be really stressful and hard. And I will say that I am good at being flexible, but it does start to weigh on me. You know what I mean? So I can be flexible, but at some point I gotta recharge, or else it does start to get to me. The cons with schools, there's no support. I mean, you hear about it here and there, but for the most part, it's like, okay, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. No, we don't have money for that. Oh, you're worried about the classroom. Well, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I see that time and time again, and I see it kind of like they just want you to float around and get it done. I find that admin does better when you come with solutions, but that doesn't always mean solutions will be accepted. So the schools do. It's frustrating to go to work every day knowing that people are just turning the other cheek on issues. So that can be really, like, it can weigh on your heart. There's large caseloads, and there's usually not a lot of money for us. So you don't get the support you need. When it comes to private practice, I did private practice when I was part-time, staying home with my son, Riley, when he was a baby. And one of the things that I did was I worked like 2 hours a week at a private clinic, and I did birth to three. And so I saw what that was like. And I really liked how the parents came and they were a part of the treatment. So I really liked that you know, again, I really like collaboration. So I really liked collaborating with parents and having that piece, like that connection piece to get the carryover. I didn't particularly like having a 50-minute session and then talk to the parents for 10 minutes and then go into another session. So I pictured myself like, for 2 hours, I can do that. But to do that all day long and only have a 1 hour lunch break and then have to go home, like, I didn't have time in between sessions to plan. I didn't have time to write reports, and it was tiring. with little guys. And you had to be on and, you know, very theatrical. Now, you have to do the same things in the school, but I noticed that, like, I can do therapy for two and a half hours. Then maybe I have a chunk of time to write paperwork and therapy notes. Or there are certain days where I would have back-to-back therapy almost until lunch, and then I'd have back-to-back therapy same until we got out of school. But then one day a week I had paperwork day. I had a day where I did testing and paperwork, and it was, I was able to be flexible and get that stuff done. When I worked in the private practice, I did a couple of assessments for, like, charter schools that were contracting the private practice, and, you know, I got this much time to test the student and this much time to write the report. And if it took me longer, I didn't get paid. So there is a lot of, you know, in the private practice, it seems like you work all day long. You work with one student at a time. So you, I think, feel a little bit more in control of what to do, but you don't get a ton of time for prepping. And correct me if I'm wrong, if that's different, you know, if your bosses let you have some prep time, but that's what I've noticed. And if a kid cancels, you don't get paid for that hour unless you are a contracted, you know, salary employee. So then you'd have to, I would have to make up that time on a different day if I wanted to get that pay, that money for my time. So those are some things that I think are pros and cons. I think a private practice, it might be harder to get a hold of district SLPs because a district SLP may need a exchange of information to talk with you. You know, it's hard to get a hold of psychology. You know, you just don't have the whole database of emails. So it is harder because it's hard for me on the other end to try to get a hold of private clinicians and other SLPs in different districts. I mean, it takes time and it takes also some hunting down, which can be a little bit tricky when you're going all day in the schools and then you have to remember to call somebody. So anyway, so that's my, you know, I stay in the schools because I like the summers off a lot. And my one friend, she did the math to see, would she be making more money in a medical setting or in the schools? And so where we live in California, we're making comparable money with if we were working 12 months out of the year, we would be making the same as close to the same as a medical SLP, but we're making the same amount without having to work over the summer. And so for me, that's worth it. And I know that if I needed to work, I could work summer school and I could work private practice. And then I will mention right one more thing before I sign off here. I really believe that I like the schools as well because I have a pension. I mean, I've been learning that I can't just put all my ducks into a pension, but I do like that I have a retirement plan, which I'm sure you can get in a private practice setting. But that, I mean, there's a little bit of, maybe it's false security, but there's some security there with that. And I'm never worried about a job because in California, they need SLPs all the time in the schools. So that's what I think. And I think also, if you're wondering if it's your personality that's not for it, I would write down a brain dump list of why do I like my job? What do I not like about my job? What is something I can, you know, quote unquote, control? We can't really control everything, but what can I control and what's out of my control? You know, maybe it's your caseload. Your school district will not adjust your caseload no matter how much you've asked. And you can think about how to restructure your caseload and what can you control in that. And if you were able to change a few things on your own end that you can control or change, would it make your job better? Or is it that you're not really enjoying the staff and you just need a school placement change? And then other times it's like, you know what? It's time to just try something new and see what happens. And I've heard of SLPs doing that where they thought they just needed to get out in a new environment. And what you're going to learn from that is you're going to learn that either you made the best decision of your life by moving and leaving, or you're going to realize, you know what, the schools are actually a pretty good fit and it's pretty tough everywhere you go. So what I've seen, it's going to be hard wherever you go, but that doesn't mean, you know, I stopped worrying about salaries as much. Like if I can live closer to home, that's a big factor for me. If I can live closer to home and have a smaller commute, I will take a small pay cut. And I know that commute is a big factor for me working in the schools or wherever I work. Is I don't want to drive a ton unless, like, now that I work 2 days a week, I'm fine with driving a little bit farther. But if I worked every single day in a school setting, I would not want bigger than a 25-minute commute. I'd like 25 minutes or less. So that's a thing for me that I know that I start to feel negative feelings and not feel like I can do my job each week when that's a big factor for me. So you just got to figure out what is going to work for you. And if you have some insights on different settings, I would love for you to reach out to me on social media. You can email me at FeliceClark@thedabblingspeechy.com, or you can just write a comment here under this podcast episode and let me know, because I would love to know what your thoughts are. And, you know, and I've read a lot of people just saying, like, I needed to leave the school setting and it was perfect for me. And then other people, you know, left the medical setting going into the school setting because it just was a better fit for where they were in their life with their families, and they ended up really liking it. So it's hard to answer these questions, but I hope I gave some guidance and let you know, like, yes, this job is hard. I can't always tell you all the nitty gritty details in my settings, but let me tell you, it's hard. And I'm so thankful for all the SLPs that I've come into contact in my personal work life and the ones that I've met on the internet from Facebook groups and from my page and my Instagram. Like, you guys are the reason why I can keep doing this, because I have such a great support system. And I would suggest that that's another thing that you want to make sure, you know, I remember my first district. Before I left it, I knew I was going to be leaving such a wonderful speech department they were so knowledgeable, helpful, and really great SLP. And it made all the difference when you felt really low. So I could see that being another factor in the school districts when you feel like you're the only one around. It is stressful. So, you know, it could just be that, like I said, there's so many factors. Anyways, I could talk forever about this kind of stuff. So if you enjoyed this podcast, leave me a review, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And just remember, be the SLP that every kid wants to see. Talk to you later.